listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. A higher ATAR may be needed to study teaching to improve the standards of graduates. A national panel is proposing it be lifted to 80, with some unis offering spots for just 42. It'll also throw cash at people mid-career as an incentive to change their profession to teaching and cut their courses to as little as 16 months. National Cabinet is expected to sign off on the wording of the Voice to Parliament referendum question this morning. Cabinet is meeting to discuss the proposed question handed to the PM last night. Overnight, legislation also passed, which will see the upcoming referendum modernised. The changes will bring it more in line with a federal election, allowing for pre-poll and postal voting. The Defence Force has launched an investigation after one of its choppers crashed. The helicopter went down during a counter-terrorism exercise on the New South Wales south coast overnight. All 10 on board survived, with only two suffering minor injuries. Donald Trump is still waiting for his possible arrest. The Manhattan prosecutors have postponed the decision from a grand jury, delaying any possible charges against the former US president over hush money paid to an adult film star. David Smith from the US Study Center has told listeners the briefing podcast, either way, Trump is benefiting.
He is raising money. He is using it to get Republicans back on his side. We have to remember that after the midterm elections, when he made his announcement that he was running for president, he looked weaker than he has looked for years.
No doubt Australia's Reserve Bank is watching on as it decides on whether or not to pause a rate hike next month. The US has increased its interest rates by a quarter of a percent to 5.25 overnight in a bid to curb inflation. That's despite the banking turmoil following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. And the Chinese president has left Moscow after days of talks with Vladimir Putin. Xi Jinping was promoting Beijing's 12-point peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. However, there's been no major sign of results. Australia has taken top spot on the ODI rankings after a series clinching 21 victory over India this morning. Captain Steve Smith has told Fox Sports he's pleased to see the Aussies defend their 269 run total.
It's been an enjoyable tour. The way we fought back after that test match obviously was great, and the way we've played in this one day series, we probably haven't played our best cricket throughout, but it's been good enough to get over the line.
In the AFL tonight, round two kicks off with Carlton and Geelong at the G, while in the NRL, round four starts with Penrith and Para in a battle of the West. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, grey skies in Brisbane reaching a top of 29, partly cloudy on the Gold Coast and 28. Showers developing for Sydney, 28 the max also. Patchy showers for Melbourne and 24. A possible shower for Hobart, 21 the max. Sunny and 25 in Adelaide. Partly cloudy for Perth, getting up to 29 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.